It was over fast. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A mass shooting at a Chesapeake, Virginia Walmart.
Our 911 dispatch center received the first call at 10:12 p.m. last night.
And officers got there quickly.
And entered the store approximately 2 minutes later at 10:16.
By then, the shooter had already killed himself after murdering six others and injuring four now hospitalized.
Police Chief Mark Selesky says while he can't identify the gunman yet, he did confirm that he was an employee at the store and that he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The Chesapeake Police SWAT team executed a search warrant at the suspect's residence, and with the help of the Virginia State Police, we cleared the house.
No motive has been released. A store employee told ABC's Good Morning America that workers were in the break room when she says her manager opened the door and without a word, opened fire.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Biden calls it yet another horrific and senseless act of violence, calling again for stricter gun laws. Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin says
it's a horrendous, senseless act of violence. And today we have to come around families and support them.
The accused gunman in the Saturday night Colorado Springs shooting is due to appear in court via video today. Five people were killed, Anthony among the 19 injured.
For me personally, I will be uncomfortable going anywhere for a long time.
Republicans have added to their slim House majority in the next Congress. Kevin Kiley's victory in California is the 220th for the GOP, with three races still undecided. Kevin McCarthy hopes to be the next House Speaker. He went to El Paso, Texas, blaming Biden border policies for a record surge of migrants coming here illegally. He's calling on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign.
We'll look at every order, we'll look at every means of what he has done. He has lied to the American public. This investigation could lead to an impeachment inquiry.
Republicans could also end a current House Trump investigation. The Supreme Court's allowed Democrats to review the former president's taxes. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
On Wall Street, stocks are rising in what may be light trading before a day off tomorrow and a half day on Friday. The Dow is up 70 points. The Nasdaq's gaining 75. The S&P 500 adding 15 points, despite first-time unemployment claims rising to 240,000 last week, the highest since August. The price of oil is down more than $3, back to about 77 bucks a barrel as gas drops a few more pennies. AAA's national average for regular is just under 361 per gallon. It's down 14 cents in the last week, but still the highest day before Thanksgiving price on record. And that is not the only thing costing a lot more this Thanksgiving, as you probably found out shopping for tomorrow's big feast.
A 16-pound bird, that'll run you $28.96, up 21% from a year ago. If you're getting a 14-ounce bag of stuffing mix, that'll cost you $3.88. That's a 69% increase from last year. 3 pounds of sweet potatoes. Those sweet potatoes will run you $3.96, up 11% from last year. And pumpkin pie, $4.28 is the average cost. That's an increase of 18% from just 1 year ago.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble. There's a house for sale that somebody who really loves the film Goonies might really want to buy.
Since the movie hit theaters in 1985, fans have flocked to the 1896 Victorian home in northwestern Oregon's historic Port of Astoria featured in the film. And now, the property with sweeping views of the Columbia River flowing into the Pacific Ocean is on the market with an asking price of $1.7 million, described as fully loaded with history, nostalgia, and iconic level of fame. A realtor says interested buyers are indicating a willingness to open up the house and give fans more access. The current owner has lived there full time. Astoria celebrates Goonies Day on June 7th, the film's release date, and welcomes thousands of people for the event.
That's Tom Rigotti. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.